The Gemara Masech Tanida Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis tells us Amar Rav Kahana, Shaltel Inshid Beis Ad Rav Papa. I asked the family members of Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, and I asked the family members of Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Ki Os Rabbanim Bebei Rav, when your husbands come home from yeshiva, Matzuch Lei Bedika, do they require you to do a Bedika before you have relations? Rumrali, and they responded, Loi. Asked the Gemara, why did they ask the family members? Filashinu Ludatu, why weren't they themselves asked? Answers the Gemara, Dilma Inu Kamachmiram Nafshayu. Maybe they were Machmer, and they did ask, but they would tell other people that it's not required to ask. So in order to get to the truth, they asked the people themselves. The Darkei Tshuva and Siman Kuf Tezayin Sif Kotin Yud Aleph brings from the Sefer Shivim Tamorim a question. If something is really mutter, but the halacha is, as we find in certain situations in halacha, that a bal nefesh yachmer al atzmoy. Somebody who's careful in halacha should be machmer. If when somebody comes to ask a rav a shayla, is he supposed to tell him that a bal nefesh should be machmer, or does he not have to tell him that? So he says that the Torah in our Chaim says that the Rashbam and the Reim held the Nois and Tamil Gam are Osir and Pesach. The Maram Meratenberg writes that I personally hold it's Osir because that's the opinion of the Rashbam. But when a question comes to me, I paskin laheter because that was the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Re. However, says the Torah, that says the Maram Ratenberg, when somebody asks me the Shaila, so here we have a situation where the halach is that it's mutter, there are machmirim, I tell that to the person, I give him the facts. On the other hand, from our sugya, it seems not like that, because from our Gemara it seems that the halach is that if it's a woman who has a vesed kavua and she had a cheskes tahara, although I did see it's important to point out that the poskim say a cheskes tahara only works if he wasn't away long enough that she should get her period. If he was away for a while, we can't rely on a cheskes tahara. But be that as it may, the halach is that if perhaps they were machmer, but they would tell other people that the halach is its mutter, even though there's another opinion. So the Shivim Tamarim says from here there's no raya, because our Gemara never said that there's a point for Baal Nefesh to be machmer. So if the Gemara didn't at all say there's a reason for Baal Nefesh to be machmer, so then they had no reason to say anything but what the halacha is. But in a situation where the halacha tells us that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer, maybe there it's different. And there, indeed, you should be honest, as the Maram Ratenberg tells us, and state all of the opinions the halacha brings. And the Chassam Sofer, and we'll speak about the opinion of the Chassam Sofer, says that there's a concept in halacha of basar shehoyr b'chacham. It's based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel says, v'loy bo lefonai bis basar pigul. And what it means was, shloy mechalti b'behemah shehoyr b'chacham. I never ate meat from where Rav paskin. So we see that there is a concept of Shaira Bar Chacham. Therefore, the question that comes up is, if somebody asked a Shaila, if a wife had to ask a Shaila, does she have to tell her husband that I asked the Shaila? But the Paiskim suggest that maybe the concept of Basa Bar Chayram, Hara Bar Chacham, is only by Midah D'Achila, as the Gemara, as Tosfos, the famous Tosfos Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, teaches us that when the Gemara says Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Yidei Tzedikim, it's talking about Midah D'Achila. But in other areas, there is no need to say that this is a question that was passed on. So I saw in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemet that he makes a very, very important point. The Gemara says, in more than one place, the Gemara says that hamsasik be'arayis be'chalovim. Normally, a misasik is potter, but by arayis and chalovim, we're machmer. So we see that hilchas nida are treated like midah d'achila, and just like by midah d'achila is a concept of bosa shahar be'chacham, so too is the halacha regarding Hilchas Nida. I saw that the Sefer Shor Mitzionim Ba'alocha brings from the Bar Tanura. It says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tavvav, Asei Toroscha Kva. So he says, what does Asei Toroscha Kva mean? That you shouldn't be machmer for yourself and be makel for others. Rather, Asei Toroscha Kva, whatever psak you have, that is the psak you should follow under all circumstances, whether lekula or whether lechula. But then I saw a lengthy tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzela Chochma, Chelik Dalid Simen Peites, where he has a lengthy tshuva on this very subject regarding a Rav, who a Shaila comes to the Rav, what should he do? Should he just, and he discusses a situation, he starts the Shaila discussing a situation of where something is mutter, a hefs meruba. And the question is, the Rav paskens that it's mutter. Do you have to tell him or not? So he actually finds a stira in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. One place the Chasam Sofer says that you do have to tell the person that that this was only something that was mutter because of Hefs Meruba. And another place, he's maker. So the B'Tzel HaChachma wants to differentiate. He says one was a situation with a shaychit with meat, and one was a situation regarding wine. So he says that if it's a situation of meat and the Rav paskens that it's mutter, and we're going to start telling people that it's a hefse meruba, it's only mutter because of hefse meruba, nobody will ever be able to be a shaychit. Because that's what animals are expensive. And if the halacha says it's mutter, it's mutter. On the other hand, he says, a bottle of wine is not such an expensive item. Since it's not such an expensive item, there we should tell the person that it's only mutter behefs meruba. So that, he says, moreover, that if most of the paiskim are of the opinion that in a situation of hefs meruba, this is mutter, so everybody could eat from that food. On the other hand, if it's a question in halacha, then we should let the buyer aware. He says, however, he's speaking in the situation of a heksher, where the product says kosher l'mahadrin v'mahadrin, and It isn't kashal mahadrin or mahadrin. There were different kulas employed in giving this hechsher. That is certainly wrong. If a Rav HaMachshir, he says, becomes aware that there's a shiloh with that there's a problem with the product, so he says there's obviously a very serious responsibility on that Rav HaMachshir to notify the public that there's a problem with this, even though of course it will cause embarrassment. But he says if a situation where the product is mutter behefsed meruba, and the product has already been manufactured and is in the market, then the Rav HaMachshir does not have to notify the public that this product is only mutter behefsed meruba.